This is Organize Anything with Colette Robichaux on 105.9 Seaside FM.
Welcome back. This is Krista Cook, and I am talking with Colette Robichaux, the organizing coach. Now, Colette, we were speaking about some things we could do with a spare room.
There's, instead of it just being the closet, which we were sort of started from, what a lot of times it's the closet or it's that room where it's sort of like the junk drawer in the kitchen.
Overflow.
That then when someone has the spare room, it becomes that. So we get in there and I see, you know, boxes for the computers and all kinds of things. So say, what would you want it to look like? And for a lot of us, we need at least a little bit of a home office scenario, whether we call it a whole home office or not. We need some segment, usually in that spare room, that gives us a place to maybe pay the bills, work on, you know, some of the volunteer things, somewhere to gather that email. So I highly suggest that that's usually somewhere we can start from, making a little bit of that home office, gathering that stuff together. Maybe there's too much in the kitchen, or a little bit is sitting here, or if you've got some stuff in a bag that you take with you for that volunteer project, we can get that all in one place. Maybe have a little filing system that we always wanted to do and get that happening. So home office is a good place to start. How do you find that whole bill paying and things like that?
Oh, I really, really very much like my spot.
Right.
It's my focus area, and when I'm there, I have everything that I need that's there, and it can be good for the kids too. If they're working on a project or just need to have maybe not so good doing it in their bedroom, but having to come down and work downstairs in the spare room. So I definitely am a big believer in the home office.
Yeah, so you have that one location in there in the spare room. It's great if you want to take up some get it out of the space if you had it in another area. You know, also, as we said earlier, create that hobby space, whether it's, you know, crafting or whatever. A lot of times, you know, to take things out and get them back.
Oh, it takes a long time.
It is a problem.
Right? It's sort of a hassle.
It is a hassle. So sometimes just to have an extra table in there that you can work from, it might be that L-shaped little extra table that goes with your home office to work from. And today there's also these wonderful fold-up sort of six-foot tables that you can buy at most of the big box stores and whatever. And those can be even a nice thing with space-wise, that you can pull it out if you've got a project you're working on and you can sort of put it away. So if there are those crafts or you're having the gals over for something, and those tables are great for little extra buffets, and we may talk about that in another one. But that's sort of a good way to go.
I find in this day and age, I mean, really, with organization, there are so many tools out there to help you in terms of containers, and you just have a lot more choices into how you can organize, or taking a small space thinking you can't put much in it.
Right.
But really, I mean, any space, you can make space in it.
Yeah, and if you think about what we're talking about, what to do with a spare room, there are almost people that live in the square footage of some of our spare rooms, give a little kitchenette and a bathroom. You know, there are very small condos that exist, you know, 500 square feet, all kinds of things that a lot of people live. So we've got this beautiful, often spare room that becomes that junk drawer, if you will. So lots of things that we can do with that. We spoke earlier about making it an exercise room. Again, if it's an exercise room, it could be home office. It could just mean a mat on the floor that you're going to get your stretchings in. I know that's something I had to do today. Most of us have a few ailments or we're recuperating for something, but how nice to start a day with a little stretch. A lot of people do a little yoga. So just to have that set up, instead of the extra step to be getting it out of the closet and putting it there, you can have that one in one area of the room. Another great idea for that spare room is to use that a bit as your staging area. So let's say you want to do renovations in those. We talked about that earlier, importance of having a plan, talking to some professionals. You always need that sort of extra space to do something. So if you're clearing out that spare room right now, if, you know, some people are transitioning out of your home or you've cleared it out and there's room, if you were planning to, say, paint the living room or the dining room, how nice is that not to disturb you as much, or another bedroom, to move some of that extra stuff in that room and use that as your staging room to keep it from being so crazy when you're doing those renovations. So that's one way to just even work into starting that process of getting the rest of your house organized.
I like that idea too. If you want to shampoo your carpets.
Yes. Yeah.
I know that we had a situation that arose, and it was very convenient to do the things, as you said, that you would normally do, because you had a place to put everything.
For sure. And so once you start that, if you even plan to make it into another room later on, think about what you could do, carpets or painting or, you know, rearranging the furniture. You might put something in there just to try to see if it fits or something like that. So
really, imagination is the limit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really a good time to use your creativity and just
But make sure you get rid of that stuff stuff you don't need first. Whatever it is, you're not going to be needing that. And as you said, there's lots of containers and things out there, but get it down to the minimum first before you buy. A lot of my clients want to buy their way to being organized, but the truth is you can really use a lot of things you already have. And I tend to have a low buy, no buy philosophy. So, you know, it's not about buying all the pretty containers. Let's get it down to what you need first, and then we decide what you actually have to purchase.
I have to tell you this.
Okay.
So on the weekend, I was doing some of the summer clothes go to the attic, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I decided, and I'm sure it's probably used, but I felt brilliant for a moment. You know those big plastic bags, comforters coming in with zippers?
Yes, yep.
Well, I had a bunch of those. Mm-hmm. I never really had a thing to do. And I realized, well, instead of putting my clothes in boxes, labeling, I've put them in the clear bags.
I use those all the time, Krista.
And the zippers.
They're beautiful. The other thing to think about there that you've highlighted is you can see through them. And any containers that people are purchasing, you want to try and get the clear ones instead of the ones that you can't see through. So I use those all the time. I save them. When my clients are going to maybe throw them away, I say, no, I want you to save them. We're going to use them. And they come in variety size from what was in a pillowcase to a large duvet, you know, sort of bed and bag. And they're great for all kinds of things for your seasonal clothing. And because it's not a hard surface container, they can also squish into some of those places in the back of the cupboard, under the bed. So again, we're stealing some of that extra space that's often important too to find when we're looking for every little inch you can find to store some things.
Well, and it also makes you feel good because you're recycling.
Exactly, and that's what we want to do. We don't want to be purchasing things when we already have things around our house.
And I think that's probably been my biggest realization is looking at things differently, sort of thinking outside the box when
you're
looking at some things around your home and trying to go, okay, I've always seen it as a one use, but maybe if I use that. And so you can come up with some different ideas.
Oh, for sure.
Do you have any other ideas, Colette, for the use of that spare room?
Well, often a lot of my clients have a lot of trouble with all their gift wrap and they're buying maybe some presents ahead of time and things like that. So if we get that all together in one place and have it set up in a way and have that table we talked about a little earlier for crafts, if we get that all in one place and have that gifting location as well, that tends to work really, really well. And it allows, you know, you don't have to pull it all out and every time it's all in one area. The scissors are there, the ribbon is there, everything you need, and it works really well to have that home office gift area, hobby area.
And when that scenario is like that, it takes away that feeling of not wanting to tackle it or procrastinating
doing
it, right? It's set up, I'm good to go.
Yeah, of course we want to procrastinate when we don't have things in a way that's easy to do it. And believe me, none of us need another reason to procrastinate. So it is nice when we can have this room, our spare room, working in a way that allows us to do a lot of those extra tasks that could be a little bit of a pain if we have to get everything out.
I mean, you can really make it a multi-use room, no problem.
For sure.
And one of the things that I do like is it can be difficult to find a quiet spot in the house to just go off and have a little meditation or to just gather your thoughts and de-stress.
Sure.
And so a spare room would be really nice to set up for zen.
Yeah, you can do that if you're setting it up and already have your mat there to exercise or whatever. A lot of us need to chill out at the end of the day or the beginning of the day, do a little deep breathing, and you could have just one corner with your mat and just have it in an area. Maybe it's a no TV zone when these days we have lots of TV and radio and things going in the rest of the house. What I do is I have a lot of more soft music, meditation tapes and things like that in my meditation room at home, which is also a spare room. And it just allows me to know that is my place when I want to go and chill out a little bit, and I can pop a little tape in or a CD and listen to some deep breathing exercises or some different things like that. Yeah, and it's a good way to go. It gives you a little more balance that we're all trying to look for in our life, to create another space in your home like that and not as chaotic as all the projects you're thinking about in the other areas.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Sometimes a husband and wife might have different ideas what they would like that spare room to be. What are some ways to aid a couple in that process, Colette? Because let's face it, you don't always agree.
No, that's for sure. I know I have one of the ways I sort of started into my business was helping clients get their artwork and furniture placement, helping my friends. And one would say, this is my favorite cowboy poster. And one would say, oh, I hate that cowboy poster. So I came up with a way to get their favorite and their least favorite. And we'd work together to make it all work. And it's a bit like that in this spare room. What is it? What are the absolutes? Like, what is it? If you had to give me your top three things, the husband, the top three things they would want to have, and the wife, the top three, and then the top three things they might not want to have. And we sort of do a combination like that, but it is open communication, because often you really don't know what that top priority is. You know, you might be thinking, oh, he really wants that to have his trains or his guns, yeah, or I don't know,
music
what.
Room.
Music room, whatever. But be really, if you had to pick the top three things in order, what would those be? And then set up some communication with that. And then also say, if those are the three things that you really want, if it's not working, if we can't combine it all in that spare room, what's another area in the house that maybe that will work? Is it the basement? Is it somewhere else? But really get what each of you find is an important thing, because often we just start arguing or talking, but we really don't have that as a priority. And you may be arguing about something that really isn't the priority for either of you.
True.
And that is surprising how often that really happens. So get some clarity in that communication, prioritize what's important to both of you, and then it's easier, much easier after that.
Good. That's good news. Colette, it has been a very interesting show, very informative. I would like to thank you, but it's such good news because you're going to be back. So, Colette, your talk show, Organize Anything, is Tuesday mornings at 9:30, and you will learn tips and techniques from Colette to get more done in less time, and more importantly, with less stress, and eliminate clutter from your home. What is your website in case anybody would like to get more information?
My website is www.organizeanything.com. There's lots of information in there. And you can find a tips section with lots of little newsletters on how-tos and just different aspects of how to work better and enjoy life better. And as you said, do a lot of things a little better and reduce some of that stress. So that's organizeanything.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Colette.
You're welcome.